Hey there, everybody. I'm filmmaker, podcaster, California State Certified Violence Prevention Specialist, and podiatrist to the stars, Phil Lairness. And I've been proud to be a U.S. cultural correspondent for Alex Lefchuk's Midweek Drive program for many years now. And I congratulate you, dear listener, on having found this oasis of podcast audio magic in the cosmos. Or on your internet-equipped mobile device.
Time for another Zoomer on the Midweek Drive for Siren Radio and SouthsideBroadcasting.podbeam.com. Keeping the COVID-19 bugs at bay.
As the man said, time for another Zoomer. Keeping the COVID-19 bugs at bay. Well, we figure we have to actually ratchet these up because clearly if, according to all the seers and auguries and indeed the openings of the potential sacrificial starlings in the Snart household, just listen to some of the previous podcasts, we may be heading into a sock and lick down. And language, what the heck is that all about? Anyway, it's a joy to welcome back Robin Pierce. You see, I knew I shouldn't have watched that episode of Secret Service with Stanley Unwin. There we are. It deceives the eye, but it was to see.
That was real Unwinese. I mean, exactly. You know, Jamie Anderson would be proud.
I would like to think so. If only Lou Grade had actually not seen that episode and he cancelled it immediately after seeing it.
I have only seen one episode. It wasn't shown in our TV region here in Wales, which was Harlech TV, as far as I'm aware. I certainly never saw it. But I bought a Blu-ray two-disc set. One was filmed in Super Mario Nation, and another one was basically an evening of Super Mario Nation shows. There was a Fireball XL5, Stingray, all the classics. Supercar, absolutely. And they were all joined up, because it ran for, you know, about 3 hours or so. So it was a full evening's entertainment. And it was all introduced and hosted by Parker with the original voice, of course.
David Graham.
That's right. Now, they had a Secret Service episode. And I've always been curious about this because I remember back in the 70s, the old Countdown comic that kind of sort of replaced TV21. They had a Secret Service strip in that, as I remember. Mm.
They did.
And there was like half drawn and half photographs.
Exactly.
And wow, was I disappointed when I actually saw the episode.
Well, you know, Secret Service, Operation Priest, Bishop, British Intelligence, yeah. Secret Headquarters,
it's
Operation Priest.
Much.
It's all too much, especially when we welcome from Malaysia our ace journalistic student, Brittany Ang. How are you, Brittany? She's still connecting. It's that pause whilst we're waiting for that sort of momentary thing to connect. There, she's connected now. So we will say again, Brittany Ang. How are you, Brittany?
Hi, Brittany.
I'm fine.
Excellent. Welcome, Brittany, to your first ever Midweek Drive Zoomer, because clearly regular Siren listeners over the last year were used to actually your reading of the news and delivery of the headlines in your own unique Brittany way. This is the first time you've actually been on the show, so can I introduce you to Robin Pierce, our ace writer from Wales, and indeed general cultural correspondent and indeed reviewer of the show. Once I actually reminded him who you were, of course he said, I cannot wait to be on the program for this. And we were both actually saying, Brittany, it's 11 p.m. in Malaysia. I mean, isn't this a bit late for your good self? Or are you just about to get down and start partying now?
No, but usually I stay up quite late because it's the only peaceful and quiet time in the house.
I can appreciate that. I enjoy the beauty and serenity of peace myself, usually early morning or late at night.
That's true. So, I mean, I have siblings in the house, so.
So Brittany, tell us whereabouts in Malaysia you actually are, because it's a big place. I mean, it's not like saying you're in Stockton-on-Tees or indeed Driffield. So whereabouts are you in Malaysia?
I'm at the northwestern part. My home is on the island called Penang. But there's actually a small part on the mainland that actually called Penang too. But most of the time, people don't refer to it as Penang.
So just so I know, where is that nearby KDU Penang University, twinned, of course, with the University of Lincoln?
KDU, yes. I believe that's on the island, yes.
Right. That's okay. Just wanted to clarify that. And where, in terms of that, does that all fit in with Kuala Lumpur? Is that anywhere near you?
Kuala Lumpur is like the capital. So usually it's a 4 to 5 hour drive from my place. So yeah, unless you're taking a plane.
that's perfectly okay. I think we're getting a general idea now. You probably have never heard of Captain W.E. Johns, Brittany, because I don't think I've ever introduced him in any of my seminars with yourself. But Captain W.E. Johns once wrote a classic series of books called Biggles, and I well remember actually seeing what he got up to in Kuala Lumpur. It was very exciting. But there we are. That's just by the by. Robin, given the satellite delay, which is frankly quite extraordinary, you know, I think it's amazing. It's great. It'll test my editing skills, but that's okay. What questions have you got for Brittany?
Brittany, what brought you from Malaya all the way to Lincoln to study journalism? What was the lure of Lincoln?
I think it was mainly the course itself, because I looked through the sample of subject modules and everything, and I think I liked the one in Lincoln most compared to other schools. And I liked the subjects that they offered that I could sort of experience a more of a broad range of subjects in Lincoln compared to the other schools.
How did you find university life there?
I think mine was quite peaceful, because honestly, I'm not the type to go out and party at night. I prefer staying in. But yeah, I've made quite great friends on the Siren team, especially. Excellent. And it's quite interesting to experience a different culture in another country. And that period of sort of acclimatizing itself to different people and the way they think, especially since I'm not really used to going overseas that much. So yeah, that was an interesting experience and a challenge to myself, since I'm quite introverted. So it was quite difficult at the start, but with some help here and there, yeah, I managed to get through it.
And of course, the great thing is, Brittany, with respect to the pandemic, the global pandemic that's actually there, you know, you're a pioneer in this, because you'll be taking part in online classes as well in the next semester.
Yeah, I don't think I would go as far as pioneer, but...
Yes, you are, Brittany Yang. You are a pioneer. I will say that now, and I'll say it again. Robin, I think we've managed to ease through some of the technological glitches now. Over to you again.
Okay. Brittany, what branch of journalism do you hope to go into? You know, newspapers, reading the news, researching? Which discipline are you going to go for?
In print? Yeah, in print. But who knows what life is going to throw at you and where I'm going to go in the future.
Yeah, don't go for entertainment journalism, because I don't need the competition, okay?
I don't think I can measure up to you yet.
Don't do it!
So Brittany, talk to us about, I mean, have you been doing any journalism or things over the last month or so? Obviously, since you left Lincoln, and clearly we haven't started the new academic year as yet. I know we've had a lot of conversations online and so on. What sort of things have you been doing whilst this grand story has been unfolding along the planet?
It's mainly trying to keep up with what's happening around the world, and like trying to organize the sort of information input that we kind of just hear floating around and trying to decide whether it's true or not, because there are a lot of rumors flying around, especially with news of cases rising. And there's always rumors of certain areas having cases and whatnot. And it's quite interesting having to trudge through all that and trying to decide whether it's actually true or fake, because it's having quite an impact on the economy, as both of you should know. But yeah, and trying to stay informed, I think, is the key point and the hardest part, because it's really tempting to just lay back and ignore the world.
Yeah. Some might say it's the best thing, Brittany. I mean, I'm just saying, some might say it's the best thing to do. Just, you know, lie down and just sort of, like, it'll all go away again.
Yeah, I don't think
we tried
don't
that
think
in the first lockdown, working. Didn't work.
Yeah. I don't think that's working over in certain countries where they're trying to do that. But
how badly hit was your area then?
My area, I don't see a dramatic change, but certainly a lot of shops have closed down, and some shops are struggling, but the local people are trying their best to help out on their own. Like, they adhere to rules and regulations when they visit, but they're trying their best to help out, even though I'm sure most of them can't afford a lot of things right now. But yeah, my area isn't hit that badly, but it's the other areas, like the ones in the fringes or the ones in the tourist spots, that I think are hit worse.
And what's the feeling, Brittany? I mean, what sort of news do you get about Britain? Because presumably, having spent a few months with us, you have a certain sort of affinity with, you know, Britain and England, and you sort of think, they're crazy, those people over there. Honestly, they're just so crazy. What sort of news stories are coming out? Is it a case of Britain's being portrayed as, we're completely insane, we're doomed? What's the feeling in the news outlets about Britain?
I don't think it's as bad as being doomed or all that. I think they're reserving it for the Americans. but yeah, it's not very positive right now, because there's talk about a second lockdown in the UK, and stuff about Boris Johnson and the party doing stuff, and especially I think the one that got people more in a frenzy was the A-levels sort of scandal, I think.
Yeah, I think scandal is, yeah, fiasco, scandal, exactly. I mean, again, very, very challenging.
Yeah, because I think people have a sort of fantasy sort of look, fantasy sort of view about Britain when it comes to their education. So I think it was quite a shock when that piece of news came out, especially since a lot of people here take A-levels or they take IGCSEs over here. So yeah, that made people a little bit nervous about how it was going to affect them over here, if it's affecting people that much over in the UK.
Looking back over your first year at the University of Lincoln and your work, in fact, as one of our key newsreaders at Siren Radio, what was your favourite news story? What was the most bizarre news story you actually covered?
The most bizarre. Oh my gosh, I think we covered so many. There's this one piece. We didn't exactly cover that, but it came up on News Roulette. And it was a story about one of those coconut crabs, those huge giant crabs that stole that's still a who was she? That's still a lady's camera, which was like a few $1,000s. So yeah, so we were just talking, like we were just joking around in the room about how that lady was gonna write out the insurance form, like stolen by a crab.
Yeah, and again, I mean, those coconut crabs can be obviously very difficult, very tricky. I'm sure in Wales, the last thing you want is an invasion of the coconut crabs.
Absolutely, absolutely. You said earlier that you were quite introverted. How did you get over that and deliver the news the way you did with that amount of confidence and clarity? Because you were right there.
Thank you if you think that I'm doing a good job, but I think I still have a long way to go in regards to presenting. As for the introverted part, I don't think I've gotten over being introverted, because it's something that, it's not something that you get over. It's just something you learn to cope with and something that you learn to sort of challenge every time you need to do something remotely outgoing. Because I think being introverted is a part of your personality. And yeah, if you try to change that or you try to take that out, then you're not really yourself anymore. So yeah, I think it's also the Siren team that really helps a lot, because they are really encouraging. And well, both of you lovely people who encourage me a lot when you guys hear me on the radio.
Is that a case of, are you more towards the creative writing side or indeed the journalism side of things?
No, for me, it's a case of I love both. So not having to choose between both of them is like the best outcome that I've had in university. So I think I'm lucky in that way, as I'm pretty sure some people have to choose between one or two of what they love.
Sure. Well, you know, as you're aware, as your tutor, certainly we've managed to work it through. So hopefully you'll be very much part of the team, certainly for the foreseeable future. Although coming back to Siren to do the news in October is not necessarily going to happen, I don't think, this time around, but it will occur. That's the important thing. Robin is a specialist when it comes to science fiction and fantasy and such like. Is that something that appeals to you? Because we've never really had a chat about, you know, I mean, are you a keen fan of fantasy and science fiction and horror and such like, or is it a case of, no, I want to keep it real all the time?
I love fantasy and a bit of science fiction here and there, but I'm really not a fan of horror. I can't stand the scenes. Like, I've quite a vivid imagination, and after I've had, like, I've read anything horror or watched a bit of horror movies, I'm quite jumpy for a while after.
I was going to actually show you the front cover of Robin's latest magazine, Starburst, but it might be a bit scary. I mean, I don't know. It's the Halloween edition, so I'll just give you a very sort of quick look in terms of that. I mean, you know, that's scary. So we'll flip it around immediately to the back cover, which is obviously Sci-Fi Zone. So very important there. Don't want to push it too much, because it is there. World's leading magazine in terms of fantasy and science fiction. What are your favourite science fiction shows? Do you have any? Are you a Star Trek fan? Are you a Doctor Who fan? Are you a Star Wars Avengers fan?
Well, there may well be Malayan shows that we don't know about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't really watch a lot of movies, but definitely Avengers, a little bit of Marvel. But Avengers, it's mainly I like the plot and the way they shoot things in the movie. It makes it so interesting. Marvel, it's, to be honest, it's mainly Wonder Woman.
Which, of course,
hopefully
is...
we are going to get to see that sequel, well, soon.
December the 25th. Yeah. December the 25th, because we're all going to go out on Christmas Day to watch Wonder Woman. The old DC system. Brittany, it's been great touching base with the good stuff. So your first time ever on the Midweek Drive as somebody that has not just been a voice in the other studio that we've actually heard, although to the listener, it's still a voice, which is good. two final questions. You might know what they are if you've listened to any of the Midweek Drive stuff, but if not, they might be completely new to you. Not too difficult. Square root of pi is the opening one. The first one is, have you had a reasonably interesting Zoomer with us on the program today?
Oh, yes. You guys have been very nice. And considering the very shabby connection we've had at the start, I think it's been reasonably...
Yeah, just like that, really. It started going well, and then it froze again. It's amazing. You know, I'm sure that the CIO are actually listening to us. Anyway, we're okay now. Shabby connections, what can we say? We'll do our best. That's all I can say. So, allowing for that, will you come back again? Will you join us again? I mean, given that it's nearly, it's approaching midnight in Malaya now, which could be a horror film in its own way, but never mind.
Don't tell her that. She needs to sleep.
It's true. So, Brittany, from Malaysia, will you return? A jumpar laggy. Is that okay? A jumpar laggy?
Yes. That's fine.
Well, Brittany, a jumpar laggy.
A jumpar laggy.
Jumpa lagi. Bye.